We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
How about those first place Steelers? Huh, Bob?
First place.
All by themselves in first place.
Three games removed from another AFC North crown.
There is no Ron Cook today. Travel complications. From San Francisco.
I thought he was going to be on from San Francisco.
So did I. He had travel complications, Bob.
This is what happens when you go out west. There are complications that affect not just travelers, but football teams, especially one named the Steelers.
Yes. And so Ron will rejoin us tomorrow. We'll have the Ben Roethlisberger show at 11 o'clock tomorrow. Should be mighty interesting. So Bob Pompiani, as always, after a Steelers game, is going to be here for the whole show. And Bob, we could talk about a million things in the wake of that debacle. We could talk about whether Chris Boswell, even as we speak, still has a job. We need to keep checking Twitter literally today because he might not. We could talk about Keith Butler's defense. We could talk about all kinds of things. But to me, there's one story coming out of this game. Where the blank was Ben in the second half? Where was he? What happened?
Well, there aren't many outcomes that you can debate here. There are just two. He was on the field, and afterwards Mike Tomlin revealed he was cleared to play. Mike Tomlin has always operated under if you're cleared to play, you play. And that goes back to not just quarterbacks, to anyone. If you're cleared to play, you're in the lineup, if you're a starter.
James Conner was just out of the lineup against Carolina. Remember he went to the tent?
Yeah.
He came back in what was already a blowout game, and Tomlin put him back in, and Tomlin's explanation that day was basically, well, I'm not a doctor. The guy's medically cleared. He goes in the game. Oh, okay, well, what about the quarterback who's medically cleared with maybe your season on the line looking at right. the schedule ahead?
Tomlin said he could have gone in earlier, and the question is, why not? And he cited flow and rhythm of the game. Well, I didn't see any flow. I certainly didn't see any rhythm. What I saw was a punt, an interception, lost possession on downs, and another punt. So if he's referring to, you know, it's either Mike Tomlin did not want to put Ben Roethlisberger back in the game because he did suffer something, not enough to keep him out of the game, but he wanted to preserve him for the next two games. Therefore thinking, well, I'm in pretty good hands. I have a lead over Oakland. But the thing is, they referred to this game all week long as a playoff game, and it essentially was. You can't afford, they've already lost seeding. Now they're potentially bringing the Ravens back in to win the division and keep them out of the playoffs entirely. So there was urgency, should have been, but there was none in terms of getting him back in the game. So Tomlin said, I could have, I didn't, flow in rhythm. All right, if that's the case.
Which is absolutely
false.
Ludicrous.
Yeah.
And insulting to everyone's intelligence, every fan out there, anybody and everybody, the other guys in the locker room, to go out there and talk about rhythm and flow of the game. You were researching the series, right? Before that?
Yeah, I looked at all the snaps. I wanted to find out exactly what we were talking about.
The only rhythm and flow
there
in...
Five plays, three plays,
right.
Boom.
The only rhythm and flow that Josh Dobbs was in was a turnover on every play. He's lucky he didn't get a fumble on the one, throws a pick on the next play, and Ben still doesn't go in, but go ahead.
So it has to be one of two things, as I said. Number one, Ben Roethlisberger went to him and said, okay, I'm clear, I'm ready to go. Tomlin decided not to put him in for the reason I just discussed, that he was preserving him, thinking he had a win already, which he didn't. That's a four-point lead against a team that has a guy who was in the conversation for MVP
right.
2 years ago.
Right.
Or it's a situation where Ben Roethlisberger decided not to go in on his own terms, which I find very, very hard to believe, given how many times he's come off the bench playing with injury, cleared to play, and returned whenever he returned to the field. So one of the two things. I don't know the answer. Do you? What do you think it is? I think Ben told him I wanted to go in. He, for some reason, said no. And there's absolutely no defense of that argument. And then Ben stood there and waited until he told him to go.
Does Ben
which
strike
is unlike,
you?
Which
does,
is unlike Ben Roethlisberger
yes.
to do that.
I was going to say, does he strike you as the kind of guy who hears a simple instruction from a coach and just takes it?
No, he normally lobbies.
But we discussed another scenario beforehand here. And that may have been, Ben said, I'm ready. Tomlin said, yeah, wait, you know, something like that. We'll get you in, whatever. And at that point, they were in the middle of a decent drive right when he came back in the game. And maybe Ben just said, okay, all right, fine. You tell me when you're ready, and just went to the end of the sidelines. But, Bob, the question, and do you think that that's plausible?
I think Ben wanted to get in the game whenever he was able to get back in the game. That's what I think.
Then you must also think that Mike Tomlin, that that's practically a fireable offense.
Under those circumstances, yes. I mean, it cost this team a game that they had to win given the previous 2 weeks. Actually, previous 3 weeks. That one should have been a loss in Jacksonville.
Why wouldn't Ben, why wouldn't Ben lobby hard to get in the game then?
I don't know. That's the thing I need. I mean, we all want to know an answer. What is the answer there? If he's cleared medically to play, he's your franchise quarterback. You are clinging to a 4-point lead against a team that, quite frankly, had more passion and urgency than the Steelers did
yesterday. You're clinging to your season, perhaps. Again, looking
Absolutely.
At the schedule ahead,
that's what
I'm saying.
We may
look back at this one and say that's where it ended.
Critical. Absolutely.
So why isn't Ben refusing to take no for an answer there?
I don't know.
Why isn't he? Because, and here's the key to all this for me, as I think about this and think about this, and we'll talk to Ben tomorrow on his show, there's precedent for Ben telling Mike Tomlin what's going to happen. There's precedent all over the sports world for this, Bob. Superstars, franchise players making their own calls. Of course they do. San Francisco, 2011. Ben's playing on one leg. We all remember that game against a great San Francisco team that was pounding him into submission. Steelers still had designs on a Super Bowl that year. They were a really good team. Ben stays in the game in the fourth quarter with the game basically
barely
out of reach.
Could walk.
Taking shots, okay? High ankle sprain. After the game, he's asked, why were you in there? He says, and I quote, "When coach tried to take me out, I said, no, I'm not putting you in that situation, and I'm not quitting on our guys. I started this thing. I'm going to finish it." That's example number one of Ben making his own call. And if you're a smart coach, you almost always let your superstar make the call, right?
Especially when he's medically cleared.
Tomlin's response that night, he's a competitor, and I'm not going to deny those guys those opportunities. His teammates definitely have an appreciation for that. I have a hard time believing, Bob, that if Ben went up to Mike Tomlin, got in his face there, saying, I'm going in. This is our season. Are you watching this game? Especially after the fumble interception where Dobbs got lucky and then threw a pick.
Right.
Ben, if he at that point says, I'm going into this game, if he runs onto the field, what are you going to do, stop him? He's the franchise. He's your captain.
When I saw him on the field with just a baseball cap, I thought he was never going to be cleared to come back. He was listed as questionable. I thought they had decided that whatever he had was too significant to risk. And I would have been okay with that. That's okay. But when he comes in later, I had the same question a lot of people have, Joe. If he's good enough to play now, what about 20 minutes ago?
Clearly, he was good enough to play. To me, that's not the question.
And you needed to win the game. And you're up, if you're up 25, fine.
Who made the call, ultimately?
Whose call is it ultimately? We don't know the answer.
I say it's Ben's call, ultimately, honestly. I say if Ben wants to get in that game, that he can basically run onto the field. I think he has that kind of power.
That's
I think
exactly
he can do whatever
what
he wants.
He should have.
In that franchise.
And if he did and if he was denied, then that is a big problem. Because then Mike Tomlin, who always talks about the other team and how difficult it is to win in the NFL against a team like that, who all week he cautioned, that's a team you got to watch out for given our history. And yet, you look at how they started. That's another thing that bothered me, Joe. I know you want to get in. We'll get into this later. They had the results of every single game before they kicked off. They knew what was at stake, and they came out flat. Inexcusable.
412-928-9370. And I'm certainly not absolving Tomlin. Maybe this went as he said it did. And as Ben said, well, I'm just waiting for coach to put me in. If it did, then we're on the verge or should be on the verge of a Mike McCarthy situation here, because that's one of the most – that would have been one of the most insane decisions in Steelers history if Ben was medically cleared in a game like that and the coach didn't put him into the game.
Citing flow and rhythm
and saying what else did he say after the game? Basically intimating that Josh Dobbs was in some sort of flow, right?
That's the only way I can determine that.
Oh, no, he said probably could have put him in a series or two earlier. What?
After an interception?
What?
He should have put him in there as soon as he was ready to go. And I got to believe Roethlisberger would have done it, should have done it, wanted to do it. I got to believe that because he's done it before. So somebody has to answer that question, and we haven't gotten clarity on any of it because Roethlisberger just kind of deferred to Mike Tomlin yesterday.
I don't know.
But there's a radio show that has his name on it coming up tomorrow here at 11. It's going to be must-listen to radio.
There is. I got to believe whether we're talking about LeBron James, Tom Brady, Sidney Crosby, or Ben Roethlisberger, if there's a situation like that in a giant moment in a team season, if the superstar tells the coach, I'm going in, then he goes in. Do you agree?
Absolutely.
Okay, then we're putting it more on Ben then.
Well,
if we both agree on that.
I need to know that he said that. I don't know the situation.
He didn't say that, apparently, or else it would have happened.
Well, how about if he did, and it didn't happen, and he stood there and just waited, didn't say a word? Then
I would say Mike McCarthy's in trouble, otherwise known as Mike Tomlin. Because it would be one of the most insane decisions in Steelers history.
Given what he did. Absolutely.
He just told us a couple of games ago, James Conner. Right? Concussion protocol, blowout game. Why are you putting him back in the game? I'm not a doctor. Guy's medically cleared. I put him in. Okay, how about your franchise quarterback in a season-turning game? Why wouldn't you put him in? Because we were in the rhythm and flow of the game?
That's the most alarming part of that comment. Anything he said, the rhythm and flow just does not match up to what actually was happening.
Reminds me of the Cincinnati playoff game from a few years back when they basically lost the game without Ben. It took a miracle, practically a miracle in the Meadowlands situation, and then suddenly he's back in?
He always played no matter what the situation was.
That's the thing. He's one of the toughest quarterbacks who ever lived.
And he takes pride in that. He likes that.
He has told the coach before, I'm staying in a game. Why didn't he tell the coach yesterday, I'm going in the game? Or if he did and the coach said no.
It's one of those two options. That's what it is.
A hell of a story, isn't it?
It is a story, considering, again, what happened, how desperate they were. Some people say they're in first place. They're not desperate. The Ravens are desperate. They're desperate because if you look at their schedule now and look at what they've done in the fourth quarter of each of the last three games, that's a team heading to playoff extinction. So that was desperate. They had to be desperate. When you're desperate, you're ready to play, you play.
412-928-9370. I imagine there's going to be a couple of calls today. Bob, we'll get to it all as Cook and Joe with Bob Pompiani rolls on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.